You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 246, An Interview with the Devil, Part 1. Thank you for tuning in. Today we will continue our discussion on Napoleon Hill's book, Outwitting the Devil. We began this talk several weeks ago as an introduction, and now we will dive deeper. Let's get right to it. I want to start by reminding you that Napoleon Hill was having a conversation with an entity that insisted on being called Your Majesty, or he would not answer Hill's questions. This book is profound and is definitely a must-read. The manuscript was written in 1938, but it was not published until 2011, 73 years later, and now we are in the year 2024 discussing this book, a total of 86 years later, which is 14 years short of a century. Almost 100 years have gone by, and Napoleon Hill couldn't be more on time with this mind-blowing message. I have to say that I don't believe everything the devil has to say in this interview, but I found much of it shockingly true. Some things may have been true in the 1930s when this interview took place, but now are no longer true. So you need to use your discernment when reading this book. Much of what they discuss is evident and undeniably true. Especially after 86 years have gone by, you can see the truth clear as day. So I encourage you to read Outwitting the Devil for yourself, because there is so much that we won't be able to cover in this series of episodes. But I'm going to do my best to bring the highlights of this interview to your awareness. Now, most people know nothing about quantum healing hypnosis or the way channeling works, so they will be more skeptical about this book. But as for me, I knew immediately that Hill was speaking to another entity, because the dialogue sounds exactly like it does when I'm doing a hypnosis and speaking to another aspect of the person that I have under hypnosis. Hill is talking to someone, but most people have no clue how this conversation could have really happened. So this will make people question, did he make it up? Hill himself says that he believes wholeheartedly that he was having a conversation with the devil, and it was not a product of his imagination. This man, Napoleon Hill, was far too intelligent for that. But if you read the book for yourself, you will see that Hill and the devil get into some very heated discussions throughout this interview. Now, for those who need a bit more explanation, listen to this. Hill mentions in the book that all this happened as a result of him and his wife meditating daily together as they began to work on building their mastermind. Then on page 130, Hill asked the devil a question, and when he answers, he says, "When you and your wife begin to combine your two brains through your habit of masterminding every day, you stumbled upon the secret power with which you forced me into this confession." Then Hill says, "Is this the truth, or are you trying to flatter me again?" And the devil replies, "I could flatter you if I had you alone, but I cannot flatter you while you have the use of your wife's mind." This tells you right there that Napoleon Hill's wife was the channel through which this entity was communicating with Hill. And that confirms what I felt from the beginning of the book. And now that we have this mystery out of the way, I want to dive into this fascinating interview with you. Let's begin by discussing the nine doors the devil says he uses to walk into your life. If he can get you to move into these lower frequencies, then it's easy for him to take over your mind. I'm going to list all nine and we can discuss them. Number one is fear. Number two is superstition. Number three is avarice and greed. Number four is jealousy. Number five is lust. Number six is revenge. Number seven is anger. Number eight is vanity. And number nine is plain laziness. Now, number one being fear, this is used constantly to break people down. And soon as you go into fear, you're in a dark place. So that is definitely a door. The second one, superstition. Now, when you're afraid to step on a crack walking down the street, or you break a mirror and bad luck for the next 7 years, you see right away that's negative energy, negative belief systems. Number three, avarice and greed. People on this planet are so greedy, they're willing to sell other people into slavery to make money. There's so much disgusting things that happen on this planet over money. You definitely see a door for the devil to walk into your life. Number four, jealousy. My goodness, how many ugly things happen in relationships because of jealousy, in life with friends because of jealousy. Number five, lust. If you cannot control your desires, then you already know darkness is stepping into your life. Number six, revenge. How many people have killed someone else because of revenge or did some evil deed to somebody? You see the doorway for evil to come through. Number seven, anger. Well, this is a problem on the planet across the board. There is just way too much anger on this planet. Number eight, vanity. The fact that people want to be in the limelight, the things that people will do in order to be in the limelight, even mutating their own bodies because of this vanity. Number nine, plain laziness. You know, definitely this is a problem because people who are lazy, they don't want to think. They don't want to study. And the devil can walk in real easy into their life and begin to control them. Now, these are pretty self-explanatory, but what I want you to think about is how these lower frequencies will allow the lower parts of yourself to control you. Remember that the devil said he is pure negativity and that he can only take over your mind and your life if you become a negative thinker. So these nine negative aspects create a doorway for the devil to enter into your mind and to begin to take over your life. And this is why they are important for you to know. This information will help you become more vigilant to avoid slipping into these lower states of consciousness, allowing yourself to become jealous of someone else, allowing yourself to become lustful, and so on and so forth. That's why Napoleon Hill called the book Outwitting the Devil. Because once you know how the devil works and thinks, then you can be more aware and have a better chance of being successful in avoiding the pitfalls that will cause you to become a vessel for this darkness to move through. On page 110, Hill says, "Surely you are not going to tell me that you destroy people through their own help without them realizing what you are doing." And the devil answers, "That is exactly what I wish you to understand." This conversation continues, and the devil says he uses propaganda, which is a fancy word for lies, in order to get people to imprison themselves. He says that he is the world's greatest propagandist, and he describes what this word means. I want you to listen closely. He says that propaganda is any device, plan, or method by which people can be influenced without knowing that they are being influenced. I'm going to say it again. Propaganda is any device, plan, or method by which people can be influenced without knowing that they are being influenced. And then he says that it is used so universally through smooth and streamlined techniques. That means they got it down, y'all. They got it down. That it looks harmless even when it's detected. Then he says that propaganda is one of his most effective tricks. And once he takes over someone's mind, they begin to help spread his propaganda. So what he's telling you right there is once someone becomes negative, once someone begins to open these nine doors, it's easy for him to take over their mind. And when they do that, they become a propagandist for him. And remember, he says he controls 98% of the people of the earth. Now, this was in the 1930s, and I'm really hoping that we've gained 1 or 2 more percent on our side for the light since then. But you can really see that he is not lying about this number. He goes on to say that propaganda is the instrument of greatest value in setting people to murder one another under the guise of war. And guise means a facade, which is, again, deception. So it's clear that the devil has been controlling the rulers of this planet for a very long time because most of them love to create wars and to kill people. The devil says on page 107 that the cleverness of this trick consists in the subtlety with which propaganda is used. So it's subtle, and that's the cleverness of it. He says, quote unquote, "I mix propaganda with the news. I have it taught in public and private schools. I see that it finds its way into the pulpit," which is, again, the churches and other religious institutions. He says he puts it in the movies, on the radio, and now on television. Propaganda is on billboards, in the newspaper, on the radio, and in every other form of advertising that we have today. He says that his propagandas cover the world so thoroughly that he can start epidemics of disease and turn loose the dogs of war, as well as throw businesses into a panic at will. Now, we just had the U.S. port strike for cargo shipping. Did that not turn businesses and make them go into a panic? People began to panic over that. You see how quick it was over, right? All right, so now I want you to remember, this was written in 1938, and the world was just a few months from entering into World War II, which started in 1939, in September of that year. And it had not long come out of World War I, which went from 1914 to 1918, just 20 years earlier. I want you to pay attention to what he says about his propagandists covering the world so thoroughly that they could easily start epidemics of disease. Now, he said this back in 1938. And, you know, this is a fact because COVID looked very much like the Spanish flu. That was a worldwide pandemic that started in February of 1918 during World War I. If you go back and study that pandemic, you will see a very scary similarity to what we encountered in 2020. And you would think 100 years later, almost to the exact year, 1918 for the Spanish flu, and then for us, 2018 is when, you know, the rumors say that all of this plan started going into place. So we saw it, of course, in early 2020 in full vision, but there were meetings about it in 2018. So that's the 100-year mark. Most people would be dead at that point. Whoever was alive in 1918, they would have been able to see the similarity going on, or they may be just too young. They may have been too young to remember what happened. But if anyone is over 100 years old and in their good mind, then they would have seen this. But remember, he says the definition for propaganda is any device, plan, or method by which people can be influenced without knowing that they are being influenced. Now, I'm sharing this information with you because too many people are not able to connect the dots and see the deception that has been playing out for a very, very long time. What we are calling the devil is a level of consciousness that is steeped in evil deeds. And this darkness has taken over most people's hearts and minds on this planet. But once you realize that you're being deceived, you can then work to protect yourself from becoming a victim of the propaganda. Because this is a dark plan to take over the world. The devil says this has been his goal for thousands of years. He says that he intends to take over every country on this planet and turn them all into a dictatorship, completely removing the freedoms of the people. And he says the people will ask for it. You need to listen to that. He says the people will ask for it because the propaganda campaigns are working that well. He will trick the people into agreeing to their own imprisonment. This is deep. This is deep, y'all. You have to think about the things that are being said in this book. And he says that he hates the United States the most of all countries of the world. And why is that? He said it's because the people believe that they are free. Think about it. So now I'm going to share one more thing with you. I found this very interesting as well. Hill says on page 108, I suppose some of your boys are now engaged in preparing the minds of the American people to drift into some form of dictatorship. Tell me how they work. The devil replies, yes, 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 yes. Millions of my boys are preparing Americans to become Hitlerized. Now, Hitler may not still be around in our time, but the mind of Hitler is still around. The agenda is still around. So keep this in mind. The devil goes on to say, my best boys are working through politics and labor organizations, as well as social media, the news, spreading propaganda. He says, we intend to take over the country, the United States, with ballots instead of bullets. Did you hear that? The devil said, we, him and all of his propagandists, intend to take over the United States with ballots instead of bullets. And now you can understand why there's been so much voter fraud and fixed elections in this country. But this is happening around the world. But in the U.S., he says that they are going to use the voting process to take over this country. Now, I want you to keep that in mind. This plan has been in place for a very long time, and they never give up, believe me. So they are still working on this plan. Be aware of the propaganda that is being used as a means to get people to do what they want them to do without the people knowing. When the devil says that 98% are with him, then I ask you, who can we trust? So it's up to us, the people of the world, to keep working on ourselves. Because remember, all of this is a mirror. It's a mirror of what's going on inside of us. So we must continue to keep cleansing our shadow, to continue to fill our bodies and our minds with light. We are the embodiment, the manifestation of source in a human form. And we activate our power through activating our internal light. We are light beings. We are here at this time to bring in new earth. It is time to remove all this darkness that exists in our world through removing the darkness that's in our hearts and our minds. We must do this in order to create a world that is filled with light. We must first fill ourselves with that light in order to change our world. And we can do this. And now we are in a much better position to outwit the devil. It's time for us to take our power back. Stop giving it away to the next politician. The people have the power to take this world back. We are here to free Earth from this endless campaign of propaganda because it's pure darkness. Stand in your power and in your light. It's time for you to shine. Empower yourself from within. Be the change that you want to see in the world. Please share this episode with someone that needs to hear it. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.